All right, and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football with Gumbo. My name is Ja, and this is another episode where we are going to be breaking down some of your favorite fantasy players. I want to go ahead and talk about two wide receivers next year that I think are going to be game changers for your respective teams. And these guys are being drafted neck and neck. These guys are being drafted side by side in every mock draft I've done this summer. The two receivers I'm going to talk about today are going to be Puka Nacua, wide receiver for the Rams, and Garrett Wilson, wide receiver for the New York Jets. My goal today is to figure out which one's the better value. Who should you be drafting, and who's going to help your team the most? So I'll go ahead and break down both these guys, and let's start with Puka Nacua, once again, receiver for the Rams. Puka Nacua kind of has a cheat code installed into his offensive system. The Rams and Sean McVay run this formation that I really like to see. It's called trips. It's like a bunch formation. Essentially what it is on one side of the field, three receivers pair up, and they bunch up. So you might have Cooper Kupp on the line of scrimmage, and you might have Puka Nacua right there on his heels. And then Tutu Atwell on Cooper Kupp's heels. And they're all bunched up. And when they release off the line of scrimmage, it's really hard to get hands on them. Why? Because they're all going different directions. If you're Jair Alexander, cornerback for the Green Bay Packers, and you decide that you want to put hands, you want to press Cooper Kupp on the line of scrimmage while he's in a bunch formation, you're going to end up getting picked off by one of the other two receivers. You're going to get lost, and you're going to have busted coverage. And with the Rams having a veteran quarterback and Matthew Stafford, Stafford's going to capitalize on that. He has a great arm. So this formation has led to Cooper Kupp winning the Triple Crown Award as a wide receiver. This formation has led to Puka Nacua breaking rookie receiving records. Last year, Puka Nacua had over 1,400 receptions. Or I'm sorry, receiving yards. 1,400 receptions would be crazy. But no, Puka Nacua had over 1,400 receiving yards. And this formation is a godsend for fantasy football wide receivers. I don't think that anything about McVay's offensive system should change too drastically. This has been a focal point of their passing game for the past few years, and it's extremely creative. And he's one of the few teams that really, like the Rams are one of the few teams that actually utilize it. So props to them. But last year, Puka Nacua ended the season as wide receiver 4. So once again, he had over 1,400 reception yards. I think the guy had 6 touchdowns last year, about, you know, a little over 100 receptions. And he had an amazing year, man. He had a really good year. So what do I expect in this next season? Well, I expect the plays and the formations to stay relatively the same. Last year, Puka Nacua averaged about 14 yards per catch, which is an extremely high number. For reference, Garrett Wilson, who we'll be talking about later, only averaged about 10 yards per catch. So we're talking about Puka Nacua outproducing Garrett Wilson by a margin of 140% in terms of how many yards per catch were generated. Now, with Cooper Kupp, he's an interesting topic when you discuss Puka Nacua's potential. Because last year, Cooper Kupp played in only 12 of 17 games, meaning that he missed about 5 games. In 2023, Cooper Kupp averaged somewhere around, you know, about 8 targets a game. So, you know, 8 times 5 means that about 40 targets were vacated during his absence. And out of those 40 targets that were vacated by Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua probably went ahead and inherited at least half of them, maybe around 25 actually. Last season, Puka Nacua saw about 165 targets, and that was, you know, with Cooper Kupp missing about 5 games. If Cooper Kupp is healthy, and if Cooper Kupp does play all 17 games, I don't see Puka Nacua hitting 165 targets. Maybe he sees a, you know, somewhat slight decrease. Let's say he sees a 10% regression in targets. He goes from 165 targets to maybe 149, which isn't like the craziest drop off in the world. He's, you know, it's, you know, maybe he sees around 16-ish less targets. But with that being said, with less targets come less receptions. With less receptions come less touchdown opportunity. We never try to predict touchdowns because it's impossible to. But we do know that if somebody's seeing less targets, they're getting less opportunity. And less opportunity doesn't exactly, in most cases, it doesn't improve your chances at outperforming, you know, the previous fantasy football mark you might have said points wise. So last year, Puka Nacua ended as wide receiver 4. Let's say he does take around like a 10% regression with, you know, Cooper Kupp at 31 years old being reinserted into the lineup. Keep in mind the Rams did draft Blake Corum out of Michigan, a running back. So Blake Corum and Kyren Williams will be, you know, tag teaming it out of the backfield, which could lead to more rush attempts. More rush attempts typically leads to a few less pass attempts. And the Rams were able to go out there and get Kobe Parkinson, who I'm not exactly sure what he's going to do. He's a tight end. He's replacing Tyler Higbee for the first half of the season while Higbee recovers from injury. But long story less long, I think with the introduction of Blake Corum, with Cooper Kupp ideally staying healthy, I do see some regression from Puka Nacua, even though he did have a record-breaking rookie season. But I do see Puka Nacua maybe going from maybe a wide receiver 4. If he sees like a 10% regression, maybe he goes from wide receiver 4 to wide receiver like 9 or 10. I think he's the one in this offense. I think his youth is going to help him a lot. And like he's the future of the team now. Cooper Kupp's a couple years removed, about 2-3 years removed from that Triple Crown season. So at this point, he's the vet, secondary option. He's had health issues. Maybe you don't want to overly target him. I think Puka Nacua is going to be the focal point of the passing attack. But yeah, I think if Puka Nacua is wide receiver 9, then that leaves us with Garrett Wilson. Is Garrett Wilson better than wide receiver 9 this year with Aaron Rodgers stepping back in at quarterback for the New York Jets? That's the question of the century. That's the question of the day. Will the New York Jets finally have a good quarterback? And I think the answer is going to be yes, even though I'm not the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan. Aaron Rodgers was injured in week 1 of the season in 2023. He lost out on his season due to an Achilles injury. And I want to talk about how that Achilles injury is going to affect Garrett Wilson. The Achilles is obviously, you know, it's the part of your leg kind of, you know, closer to your ankles, like the back of your ankle. And it really does limit you in terms of mobility. I think he's going to be a lot more stable in the pocket. I don't see him rolling out all too often. And I also don't see him sitting in the pocket for too long. I think that with the way the season went last year, with everything that's on the line this year, Rodgers is probably going to play it smart and he's going to avoid, you know, any risk of injury. So if he's not rolling out of the pocket, which typically gives receivers time downfield to get open and, you know, create a big play. If he's not sitting in the pocket either, which gives, once again, receivers time to get downfield, I do think that Garrett Wilson will see his targets and he'll get his receptions, but I don't think his average depth of target is going to increase all too much. I think Garrett Wilson, where he's going to see the most progression is going to be touchdowns. Last year, Garrett Wilson's stat line lacked a lot of the touchdown potential that we hoped to see last season when Aaron Rodgers was, you know, new to the Jets. But last year, Garrett Wilson only had 3 touchdowns with, you know, Zach Wilson playing. He had 3 touchdowns with 1,000 receiving yards and 95 catches. Cool stat line. He ended the season as wide receiver 32. But that was with arguably the worst quarterback in the league. Zach Wilson, in 12 games, had 8 touchdowns. That's not great. Garrett Wilson next year, I think he does see an uptick in reception yards. I think he sees an uptick in targets, and I think he sees an uptick in touchdowns. If he had 1,000 reception yards last year, I think that number gets closer to 1,150. If he had 95 receptions last year, I think he gets closer to about 105, 110. And if he only had 3 touchdowns last year, I think he could actually get maybe 7 or 8. If y'all know anything about Aaron Rodgers, he loves throwing touchdowns to his primary receiver. If you don't know, ask Davante Adams about it. Or you can ask Jordy Nelson about it too. If Garrett Wilson does end up, you know, remaining healthy, I believe that he's going to see a lot of red zone targets. The one thing that kind of stops me from saying that Garrett Wilson's going to go out here and start breaking a bunch of records is the fact that the Jets did add Mike Williams and they did add Malachi Corley through free agency and the draft. So that means Garrett Wilson, who historically has competed against Alan Lazard and Xavier Gibson, he now has an upgrade in the receiver room that's going to attract attention. So, you know, the Jets run a West Coast style of offense. And if you know anything about the West Coast offense, you know that the receivers play a very specific role. Their roles are, you know, essentially based on timing. But you typically have a stretch receiver. So, you know, you might have a stretch Z receiver. So that might be Mike Williams, who runs down the field, which, you know, brings DBs and safeties with them, which opens up the defense. And then you might have Malachi Corley and Garrett Wilson running in breaking routes in the middle of the field where, you know, it's stretched open and you're relying on Aaron Rodgers to be precise, to throw the ball on time and, you know, hit the receivers in the hands. Garrett Wilson's going to be a very high volume receiver, I believe, this year. And even beyond that, one thing I do know that Rodgers and Hackett like to run is the play action. And, you know, they have Breece Hall, so that's definitely going to happen a lot. But Rodgers in 2022, when he was playing his last season on the Packers, he had a propensity of running a lot of play action. That was actually one of the play styles, play calls that worked in his favor during his last year with the Packers. Right. So I think we're going to see more of that because Breece Hall is maybe better than Aaron Jones or AJ Dillon ever was. So that's going to be a real threat because defenses are going to start to become scared of Breece Hall. He, even in a bad year last year, was one of the best running backs in the game. I think Garrett Wilson is going to be a hot read on a lot of play action calls because he's the best route runner. And typically the best route runner is the hot read on play action calls. Right. Or, you know, like he's the guy who needs to get off the line of scrimmage the quickest. He needs to get open the quickest. And ain't no time to be fumbling around or fighting through contact. Like, I need you to be good on your feet. Garrett Wilson is the best receiver in that room on his feet. Garrett Wilson, I think if he does go ahead and improve his numbers and he can get, let's say, 105 receptions compared to 95 last year. So we're talking about an extra 10 catches. If he goes from 1,042 receiving yards last year to, let's say 1,175, so we're adding about 130 receiving yards, and then let's say he goes from 3 touchdowns to 7, right? So let's say touchdowns are 6 points each. 6 times 4, because we're adding 4 touchdowns, is 24 points. 130 yards is 13 points, so we're at 37. And an extra 10 catches in a half PPR league is 5 points, so 42 points extra. Last year, Garrett Wilson had 169 points scored in fantasy football in half PPR. If he added, let's just say 40 points to keep it even, he would end with about 209, 210. I predict Puka Nacua, who scored 240 points last year, to slightly regress. Maybe he regresses around 10%. So instead of 240, he goes down to 216. Ooh, that's tough. That's tight. 216 versus basically 210, with the touchdown being the difference. The one variable that you can't predict. I'm going to lean in Puka Nacua's favor and say that he's going to be the better value for you, and he's likely going to outscore Garrett Wilson. But even one missed game could completely throw this off skew. A lucky touchdown here or there could also throw this off skew. I think these guys are properly ranked, however. I think they're both going to do relatively the same thing. In this case, you're basically just kind of banking on these guys showing up and both their quarterbacks staying healthy. So I think they're properly ranked at 11 and 12 off the board in regards to all players. I think Puka Nacua slightly outproduces Garrett Wilson next year. So if you have the opportunity, if you're drafting 12 and somebody takes Garrett Wilson 11, don't be mad. You got a great value in Puka. And I think regardless of who you pick, these are two guys who you can feel relatively safe drafting at the end of the first or beginning of the second round. I would prefer to get Puka at the end of the first, and I would prefer to get Garrett Wilson on the wraparound at the beginning of the second. You can pair Garrett Wilson up with a nice running back, maybe like a Jahmyr Gibbs, something like that. That'd be awesome. And same thing with Puka, man. If you can get him towards the end of the first round and then on the wraparound, you can get a running back or you can double stack receiver. Why not? Why not, right? But yeah, I think Puka Nacua slightly outproduces Garrett Wilson. Let me know what you guys think. You can follow us on Twitter at @gumbo_pod. Once again, our Twitter name is @gumbo_pod. And then you can also hit us up on Instagram at @thegumbopod. My name is Ja. Thanks for listening to another episode of Fantasy Football with Gumbo. And until we meet again, peace.